So, Paul, thanks for taking time out of your day to join us this morning.
Welcome. Thank you.
All right. So we were just talking about kind of the rise and tide lifts all boats mentality of conventions in greater Milwaukee. And I couldn't help but see last week some people sharing photos of places around town like, hey, look at this venue. It's empty. No one's coming here. And some of those photos were of the public market. How do you deal with social buzz like that, and how do you coordinate staffing and promotions around convention and events, especially for such a marquee destination like the public market is?
Yeah, so there's multiple ways to answer that question. So when you take a photo at 6 o'clock on a Monday anywhere in the city, there's questionable whether or not it's going to be a massive amount of people, right?
Right.
That said, what we noticed in this with the RNC specifically, people were coming into town on Monday still. There was a log jam of people backed up on Water Street trying to get into the security zone. You had people who were working remotely that week. The balancing act of actually having a lot of people come into town, I just think was sequenced in a way in which if there was a perception that it was somehow going to be gangbusters day one, I didn't have that perception and I didn't have that anticipation.
Right.
Regardless of what the short-term economic gain or loss or whatever you want to compare 3 days worth of economic value, the ripple effect of having tens of thousands of new eyeballs in and around this city, I think, is the other North Star, the main North Star that we go towards.
Yeah.
You could have a monsoon of rain and have a few slow days in the market or in anywhere.
Right.
But having thousands of credentialed media in town, thousands of new people. I mean, the vast majority of the people that I talk to in the market had either never been to Milwaukee before or hadn't been there in 20 or 30 years. So what is that value? It's tough to quantify, but at the same time, our message to everyone, including our businesses, our stakeholders, were put your best foot forward. If thousands of people are going to be writing a story about Milwaukee, let's give them the best quality of product to write about. Yeah, and so that's what we did.
Yeah. And many of those visitors coming in saying, whoa, I had already seen on USA Today that the Milwaukee Public Market's the number one.
There you go.
Thanks for reminding everybody, Jeff.
In the country, right?
Yeah. So, the world.
Yeah. Which I can verify as someone who's been to all 50 states and almost every major city. Milwaukee Public Market is definitely.
Martin fact checked it.
Thanks, man.
And he's not crazy.
Yeah. But it was a great opportunity to showcase the city. Also for us to understand the dynamics of hosting a large type of convention or any sort of conference. You look for the strong points in anything. New faces into Milwaukee is always something I think all of us want, right?
Yeah, right on.
If you're going to grow the city, if you're going to give it more exposure, have more economic impact down here, it needs new people to be exposed to it.
What is something you learned or you might do different if another large convention like the RNC or something came into town that you would use to prepare the market for sort of that foot traffic and the eyeballs and all of that?
The only thing that we've done, and we're having a series of kind of follow-up meetings, but the only thing that we might have done differently is program differently. One of the things we'll be talking about too is our concert series Under the Freeway. We stepped away from that because we weren't sure from a security perimeter how it was going to be impacted.
Sure.
Now that we have a better understanding of what the security dynamics are, I think we would just program public events to give people an experience outside of just coming and shopping for food.
Right.
But what else can we do? A cooking class, a concert series, something else that
wine
could be
tasting. Bourbon.
Wine tasting,
bourbon.
Alcohol. Yeah,
yeah. Of course. Evolve and grow. All right. Pat's Ribs has had a really nice impact at the Milwaukee Public Market, but they're moving on. Paul Schwartz will tell us who's moving in. Paul, what's happening? Pat's Ribs moving out. Who's moving in?
So we have a great family-owned barbecue establishment called David Allen Allen's, which happens a flagship location in Muguanago. We've known about this for a while, and we've been working for Pat's. Pat's has decided that essentially with the growth, they recently announced that they were expanding their sauce business into the multiple Meijer locations throughout the area. And their sauces have really kind of taken off. And so when they came into the Milwaukee market and the public market, it obviously exposes you to a lot of international and national kind of business and customers and stuff like that too. And as they saw their growth and their trajectory of life, they got to a point where they just said, we're going to retire from restaurant industry. They're not opening up any other restaurants, and they're just going to exclusively do sauces. And we're happy for them. It was similar in a way. Kira's Candy did the same thing to us.
Sure. Well, and you kind of that way, the public market's really acting as an incubator.
Totally.
Like you were an incubator for their core business, which was the sauce, and now they can kind of move on and scale that up and continue to do what they do really, really well.
Yeah. And it's a great, I mean, the storytelling of the market is such that turnover is inevitable. I mean, you're going to have, it'd be great if you could say you have somebody there for 20 years, but to a certain extent, turnover is good. You want people to be introduced to new flavors and to new quality of products and things like that too. I'm really excited. This transition has happened really seamlessly. David Allen's is, I'm lucky that part of my day job, I get to actually sample a lot of food. But I'm super excited about what's going to come to the table.
Here. All right. And obviously the Pat's Ribs owners, being Oprah Winfrey's niece, will continue to have that support and probably even more support to scale the sauce business in ways on her platforms that, you know, they need.
Right. And we obviously recently had a visit from Oprah last week. And that post went kind of viral for a while locally here. It was on one of Oprah's lists, the sauces from Pat's. Obviously she's the aunt of Alicia, but I think that it has a ton of value into bringing attention into the Milwaukee area too. Again, we're talking about attention and things that you want to highlight about Milwaukee, and this has definitely been one of them with Pat's.
All right, what else is new at the market coming up for the rest of the summer?
We got a great promotion coming up with The Hop and Radio Milwaukee, their hyphen station. We're going to do a performance on The Hop on August 6th. And this is all part of the Riverwalk Commons Concert Series, which is the area under the freeway across from the market that we've worked with the state of Department of Transportation to activate. Wow. We put in pickleball courts. We're doing concert series and really activating this area along one of our great assets, which is the Riverwalk. And so on August 6th, people are going to be on a Hop streetcar with Evan Christian, local, amazingly talented person. And then that's going to be around 4 o'clock.
R&B. Yeah.
Flamingo guitar playing. Yeah. He's so incredibly talented. Be on with him from about 4 to 5 o'clock. And then the concert series at the public market starts around 5 for a happy hour. And then he goes on 6 o'clock at Riverwalk Commons.
All right. Perfect. You're ready for another action-packed weekend this weekend with Harley-Davidson Homecoming, German Fest, and everything else that's happening in the community.
It's going to be great. Aaron Waters Show. Beer Fest, Brew Fest is going up.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
You've been there a while. Thanks for all you do for this city.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right. I guess I got your coffee next time you come in there.
I know it.
All right. Very good. The future of almost everything. Steve Glenn, Martin Moore, Paul Schwartz from the Milwaukee Public Market.